So do you go back to number seven?
Correct.
Case number 23555, Norwalk Police Department?
Norwich.
Oh, Norwich, that's Norwalk. Those are those two towns. Better start walking around and getting down.
Morning.
Good morning. Could you identify yourself?
Sure. Lieutenant Weiss River, Norwalk Police, W-E-I-S-G-E-R-B-E-R.
At this point, we're asked for opening statements by both of you, so.
So before I start, can I just bring one issue to the attention of the board? When the appellant applied back in the end of 2022, his DMV record showed a address of Norwalk. Checking yesterday, his Department of Motor Vehicle address is now listed as New Haven.
Where do you live?
Right now I live in Norwalk still, but I'm gonna move in with my uncle soon in New Haven. I'm in process of switching everything with that address.
Your license says New Haven?
I have one that says New Haven now. Yeah, it came in the mail.
Problem.
Well, I'm gonna move to my.
Where'd you sleep last night?
In Norwalk. I have that license as well.
Okay, you're gonna.
You can't have two.
You can't have two, right? You're not supposed to. You have an old one.
Connecticut.
Yeah.
You can't have
Did
two.
Did you just renew it?
Yeah.
It renewed it with the New Haven.
Yeah. The thing is, I was supposed to move in a little sooner.
When you're moving tomorrow? Is that what you just said?
No, not tomorrow. Probably in like a month, 2 to 3 weeks.
You got to be accurate here. That's my concern. I know
I'm just not 100% sure when I'm moving to my uncle's.
Well,
I
mean, where do you live right now is important. If you're trying to say you live in their town and you do not, and they can prove it, and you make a false statement.
I live in Norwalk
here,
right now.
You'd be in serious trouble. So if you've already moved,
you
need to admit that and be truthful.
No, I live in Norwalk still right now.
You may be, okay.
But the driver's license.
Yeah.
You're claiming residence in New Haven by changing your address and driver's license. That changes your taxes and everything to New Haven, correct?
I just know, like, I have to change everything when it comes to, like, moving somewhere.
It's
so
just very unusual for someone to change their license first.
Yeah. So as a policy, we don't issue pistol permits to non-Norwalk residents based on DMV registration because they don't, their tax code is another town.
Yeah.
And you base that on the driver's license address?
And registration and so forth. At this time, yes, that's the part of the basic background check.
Lieutenant, does the appellant have any vehicles registered to him?
Does not.
Okay, just figured out.
No, I checked.
Yep. And the other, giving the appellant the benefit of the doubt that he's going to move within the next week, two, three, a letter 20, he won't be living there when the letter comes. He would not be a Norwalk resident in the next 3 or 4 weeks. When did you change your license?
I would say about 3 weeks ago. Like I said, I was supposed to move in sooner, but little complications happened, so I didn't get to move in yet.
I don't see how we can order them to.
I think he's got a problem.
Well, he's currently a Norwalk.
Well, not according to his documentation.
I'd advocate to hear the case given his testimony that he's a Norwalk resident. And this has been an ongoing issue for a number of years.
Other comments from the board?
I just muddied the waters a little bit. I mean, the law does not require a useless act, okay? And this sounds like it might be a useless act if we go forward and say Norwalk has to issue, but they can't issue.
But they can't issue.
So I would think that The legally correct way would be if the appellant withdrew his appeal and refiled in the new town that he'll be living in, and...
And then see what happens.
And then we don't have to decide today whether the Norwalk case should go forward.
That would certainly be a clearer path forward. Are we going to say something?
If, say I don't end up moving, it's not a problem then?
Yeah, these are all...
You gotta change all your stuff.
Then I just like go cancel that one and say I still have the other one?
No, that's a totally different issue than what we're dealing with here.
I was just wondering. It's real complicated right now with moving.
Well, it's real complicated here too, and I think what the suggestion was is that you withdraw your appeal and reapply in the town that you actually live in.
Okay.
I mean, you don't have to. That's, I think that's what you're saying. It'd be the cleanest way, that way we're not putting you in jeopardy, not putting the town in jeopardy.
Okay.
It seems to me we risk the possibility that any decision we make has no effect because the facts don't line up appropriately.
Okay.
So...
You're gonna withdraw?
It's your choice, but...
Yeah, it's really your choice.
I mean...
I'm sorry, so you withdraw your appeal today, however long it takes for you to get settled. Once you get settled, then you can reapply for a permit in the town where you're actually living.
But I think after reviewing this case, I understand the conversation coming from the board, absolutely, and presented by the issuing authority. The appellant got denied in 2023, it's 2025, he's maintaining that he's a Norwalk resident, and he's gonna need a state pistol permit issued after a temporary from the town. Not to get into what the case presents itself.
So I don't understand your conclusion.
If the appellant is maintaining he's a Norwalk resident, I think we should hear his case. The repercussions of letting it go is that he's gonna have to apply again, wait a certain amount of time if he does move. Obviously, it's complicated because you got your ID changed, but...
Let's make it official. I'll make a motion, and we can decide. I'll make a motion, and we find in favor of the issuing authority because the appellant's current documentation, his driver's license, indicates he does not live in Norwalk anymore. And he has stated that he is either in the process of moving or will be moving very shortly, which would make our decision moot if he in fact moves before they have a chance to issue a permit, even if he did live in Norwalk at this time. So the motion is to find in favor of the issuing authority because the documentation presented by the issuing authority and confirmed by the appellant is that his driver's license says he lives in another town right now.
Is there a second to the motion?
I have a question. So...
Let's see if there's a second to the motion.
There has to be a second for him.
Is there a second to the motion?
We can't even discuss it if there's not a second.
I'll second the motion. Now, Colonel Lewis?
So either way, the appellant's gonna have a denial on his record, so whether today he withdraws, he reapplies, or we rule the motion, he has to reapply in the time he's claiming residence in, he's gonna have a denial, correct?
Yeah, he already has
the denial. It's there no matter what.
Yeah.
Okay.
They denied him, and that's why we're here.
Yeah, so that never goes away. Okay.
The alternative would be to withdraw.
Well, no, he has a denial on record from the Norwalk has denied him, so...
When he reapplies, he'll have to state on the form that
he was denied.
Permit denied.
Right, yes.
Right.
The only thing he wouldn't have would be an adverse ruling by the board.
That's what I'm thinking.
Two different...
If you were to withdraw, you wouldn't have a decision by this board.
Doesn't mean he's gonna lose.
Yes, but the point of order is that there's a motion on the floor that's been properly seconded based on what the chief has presented, so...
So if we go forward, chances are we would be denying you today.
Well, depends on the vote.
No, I don't think so.
Depends on the vote.
Are you completely confused now?
I'm not completely confused.
More discussion point, but I think the, other than, you know, he has changed his driver's license, I can't recall, but we have had previous cases.
So my question,
In which, driver's license is not the end-all on where a person has a residence. A person can have another residence in the state in which he says, I sleep here, you know, 6 months out, you know, 6 months out of the year. And the driver's license is someplace else. That's a DMV issue, not a resident issue.
I also don't want to see the appellant get himself in trouble here.
No, I'm just,
he's testifying under oath that he lives there, spent the last night there in Norwalk, and but the license has changed and he's moving. So I'm not confident in either place. I don't know where you live, but I don't want you to say something wrong here and have them go over to your house on the way home and find out you don't live there.
Oh yeah, I live in Norwalk right now, like I said, 21 Rome Street. I'm planning to move to New Haven to my uncle's. I'm just not, it's not 100% sure. That's really all it is. All
right.
So hearing all this, I just go on record and say I'd advocate to hear the case.
Would you restate the motion, Chief?
Motion to find in favor of the issuing authority because of the appellant's address is not in Norwalk according to his driver's license.
Okay, so we will take a roll call vote. Chief?
I'm in favor.
Colonel Lewis?
Against.
Against the motion?
Yeah.
Against the motion.
I have a question, I'm sorry. In previous issues like this, when we found out that someone has moved, okay, we tell them we can't issue your permit, and they usually withdraw. It's not, we don't usually deny the application.
Correct.
At that point. That, that's just been our past practice, so, and I'm just advocating for that rather than finding against him. So, anyway.
So your vote on the motion is?
No.
Mr. Gray?
I am against the motion.
I'm in favor of the motion.
Yep, we'll go forward.
Again, so we've denied the chief's motion, but he can still withdraw his case.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So it, there's no need for the chief to go forward.
He wants to, you want to go forward, is that what you
want? Yeah, I figure because if I would get denied in Norwalk, I would probably get denied in New Haven or Connecticut. Like, I don't know, I don't want to waste the time.
Well, could be, maybe not. You know, it's totally different.
But I figure, like, I'm confident in my side, so I figured I'd rather just get over, you know, get over with this now.
Okay.
Okay. Chief.
Ready?
Ready.
Good. Okay.
The appellant was denied by Chief Walsh based on suitability issues surrounding the appellant's association membership with West Siders gang members, which is a sect of the Roland 30s Crip sect, and also association with known criminals and felons.
Mr. Appellant, would you like to make an opening statement?
So, I just, it is a neighborhood that I grew up in. I was born over there. You know, you make some friends when you go outside, you know, but I'm not too familiar with anyone over there rather than my family. I stayed to myself for the most part.
When you say over there, what do you mean?
Suncrest Road, which he's referring to, like the area.
I think it was that one.
Where he's trying to say, like, I'm associated with the West Siders, I would say. I'm aware of the area, I'm aware of where I grew up in, but I don't associate myself with them. I've been a working man since I turned 16. I've been working legally ever since then. Never been into no trouble, I have a clean record. I think it's just like a lot of assumptions because of where I grew up in.
Okay. So, the decision was made after an investigation. Information was received from fellow officers in the Norwalk Police Department. One of the associations of the appellant is with a convicted felon. I don't know if you want me to produce a name or just, I'll just go in general, who was convicted in 2023 of a 2017 homicide, convicted of manslaughter in the first degree with a firearm, criminal possession of firearm, and other charges. and the appellant and this individual are seen together in what I submitted as video number 7, as evidence, which was the video of Famous Dro and Los Money born in the trap. So that felon in that case is the actual one wearing the Oakland Athletics hat, and he was the one convicted of that. Then there's a second association with a convicted felon who was convicted of 2021 of a shooting, convicted in 2024 for carrying a pistol without a permit, threatening first, reckless endangerment. And that incident was a house party in which there was some type of argument or fight. And once, I believe, a female was thrown out, this individual then fired a round through the front glass door into the interior of the party while people were still inside. So with those associations, along with the Colonial Village area, which is Suncrest Road, Scribner area, and West Cedar Street, it's a gang location of the West Siders. And actually in one of the videos, I'm not sure which one, the opening is actually the west side of the appellant's videos with Famous Dro. It's an area of numerous shootings over the years, several homicides, narcotic trafficking. My own experience with it is they had in 2022 a vigil for one of the Roland 30s members who had died in an incident. And during it, there was some type of beef between the Roland 30s themselves, where 110 rounds were fired at this vigil. And I collected the 110 as my duties in a crime scene unit. So it's an area that's been going on with that activity for a number of years. Going through the videos, the other issue is in probably, I don't know if I submitted 8 of them, in probably about 6 of the 8, the appellant is seen holding a firearm. And of the firearms, they're not the same. One is a firearm with an extended magazine. Another one's a firearm with a red laser. There's a rifle, there's a shotgun in them. And then in one of the more recent ones, I think it's Famous Dro, Dro Flow, holding a pistol with a light. And in the stairwell actually ejects a live round out of the chamber that you can hear hit the concrete on the ground. So based on a review of the videos and the number of times holding firearms, and actually in video number 2, Famous Dro bent through. One of the phrases he uses in it is that he's cooling with the Crips, referring to the other individuals in the video behind him sitting on chairs. So pretty much basically going through all that and his association with these members of the Roland 30s and convicted felons, the application was denied.
Do you have questions for Lieutenant?
No, but I do just want to state. No.
You'll get all your opportunity.
Questions? No questions.
I have a couple. Lieutenant, you mentioned the association. He was convicted in 2023, I think, for manslaughter, et cetera.
Correct.
And they were seen together in the video.
So.
And these were all, and you sent us links, these were YouTube videos?
Correct.
At least that's how they came up.
So that's, that would be the 7th one. That was the Los Money born in the trap. That individual is with him and then actually finishes the song.
Okay. What was the date that the video was made?
So I can't always tell the date that the video is made, but through the views, it tells me it was 3 years ago is when it was most likely uploaded onto YouTube.
You mentioned another individual who was convicted, or the 2021 incident, and convicted felon.
Yep, 24.
And then subsequently led to a party in which, I don't know how many hundreds of rounds were shot. What, is there any information?
No, that's different. The party was just a round through the front door.
Okay, and that incident, for the party incident, was there any indication or evidence that the appellant was at that party?
Not that I'm aware of by the reports.
Okay. That is individual. I'm sorry, was that the party of the vigil? I'm sorry.
That was the party.
Okay. For the party in which the round through the front door?
Yep.
Was the appellant at the party?
Not that I'm aware of.
How about the vigil?
Not that I'm aware of also.
And I viewed all the videos, and they went back, from what I can tell, at least 6 years.
I think.
And maybe the appellant can help.
Well, 6 years up to.
When was the most recent?
8 months ago.
Okay.
5 months ago, yeah.
No, you'll.
2 years ago, and so forth. So a variety.
And to the best of your experience and training, were any of the firearms facsimile firearms versus the real thing?
So looking at the videos, there's no indication of them having the orange markers on the tip of the barrel to indicate that it's a facsimile.
Yep. Which are?
Which was one of them. And then the other one would be the red laser one in the photo. I have stills of just the screenshots. Mm-hmm. It's not just a red light that's turned on under the gun. It actually has a laser line that you can see a laser continuing off of it, not just a red blinker and stuff like that. So in our opinion was, if they're not indicated as facsimile firearms, and if they are, it's quite a collection of facsimile firearms associated with this group, and that somehow people involved in this group actually did murder somebody and fired a round through a house.
That's all the questions I have.
I'd ask if the appellant has been subject of one of the investigations that you mentioned, one of the three.
Of the two with the felony convictions, is that referring to?
No, the events, the vigil.
Correct. So
house party and something else.
So going by the reports, his name is not indicated as a person who is located still on scene at the vigil, but there was hundreds of people there, and the video shows a lot of people exiting and leaving when the shots were being fired. Same thing with the party. We're looking at the reports. They usually kind of indicate whoever they're able to make contact with, and the appellant's name is not in that list for the party, the vigil, and I want to say the homicide occurred in another town with the felon.
So that would be a no.
Correct.
He wasn't a point.
Based, correct.
In the investigation. What other criminal activity or arrest do we have for the appellant?
None that I can speak on due to erasure laws.
Okay.
You have any others?
I didn't see that, but okay,
I'm good. Just a follow-up. Does your, I don't know if it's the intelligence unit or mm-hmm. the gang unit or which one, has the appellant been identified as an actual member of any of the gangs?
I don't know if I can say under oath that actual member, but definitely an associate with
it
the
makes
group.
A difference to me a little bit whether it's a member or associate.
So one of the ones also is a photo of the appellant with a member of the Rolling 30s, and he's actually showing the BK sign, which means blood killer. So these
not
are
the
all
appellant, though. That's the appellant of the member.
The appellant's next to the other member.
Yeah, who's the other
person? Correct.
Can you explain the pardon, the erased records you're referring to?
Well, we have internal arrest, or when a person's arrested and all that stuff, and then it goes to court, then we get the dispositions, then we'd have to put in if it's nollied, dismiss, and so forth. So we're not allowed to see those records because they're digital records and they're actually suppressed by the report system.
Okay. Does the appellant have cases that are nollied or dismissed?
Yes.
And arrest that?
Arrests that went to court and were nollied or dismissed.
And you know, in what time frame?
No, we don't really refer to them because we're not allowed to produce them. So we kind of like when we do a background check, we kind of dismiss or don't even look, we can't see them. So we don't look at those cases that are denied or dismissed or erased because we don't have access to a computer system to open them.
So from what we can see and what you're offering, no criminal record?
Correct.
Association cases are very difficult for the board. We've had people living in the same household they're associated with. It's usually, it is the behavior of the appellant that's the most important thing. And did you say that the appellant is on video manipulating the weapons?
Holding them, activating the laser, and actually ejecting the round in a parking garage stairwell.
And when was that one? Or, you know, I know you have just...
Yep. Sorry. That was 8 months ago.
Okay, so you have somewhere he's hanging around with his gang members who sound like some serious folks. And that, at least that video of him manipulating a handgun, are any of those gang members present while he's manipulating the weapons in the video?
Yes. So there's about six of the videos the appellant is holding firearms.
Did you interview the appellant about these videos?
No, I did not.
Did anybody?
No.
Gonna do it today? Okay, that's all I got.
Do you have questions for him?
Not a question, no.
Okay, then time for you to tell your story.
I would just like to state this because I think it's really important regarding the videos and the case. All the firearms that are in the videos, they're either props that the cameraman brought or legal. There is the most recent one, 8 months ago. That's a legal firearm because it was my friend with the license. We weren't pointing it or nothing, not to say I'm proud of ejecting the round or nothing, but it was a legal firearm. Just want to state that. And all the other ones were props, which the cameraman brought. They're not real. I just want to state that. Once again, I want to state I get where I came from. I don't really want to say I'm associated with these guys because I don't really do anything with them outside of, I would say I did a music video with one of them. I've been a working man since I was 16. I haven't participated in no street activities, no gang activities. Been with my family. I actually moved out of there in 2018, so I wasn't around the area during all those incidents that he brought up, and that's it.
Okay, would you like to ask him questions?
Yes, just a couple. So your family moved out of 108 Suncrest Road in 2018?
2018, in the summer, I believe.
Okay. That's 6 years ago.
Yes.
So, all right. So your mother hasn't been living at 21 Rome Street prior to that?
No.
Okay. And then who is it that brought all the props that has all these facsimile firearms?
I don't want to, like, I don't know his legal name, I would say.
Okay.
But
okay.
I know his cameraman name.
Blonde guy?
No.
Okay.
Kilo Productions.
Yeah, okay. That's one of the, so, and are all these videos, so I only produced 8 videos to the board to review. There's probably 30 or 40, if not more. Some of them don't have a video to them. They're just songs with like a stationary screen. But of all these, how many times would you think that you have a member of the West Siders as part of the video with you?
Only one. Which I would say the Born in the Trap one. The rest are just people I grew up with, but they're not West Siders members, gang members.
And then you mentioned having a legal firearm that you're possessing and ejecting a live round out of, correct? And that was in a public place.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's all.
Questions from the board?
Describe that public place. Where was it?
It was at the rooftop of a parking garage in New Haven. I was trying to get some nice views with the drone and stuff, but not to say that was for that case, but that's why we were up there.
Were you allowed to be there?
Yes. Actually, there was a security parking guard that was up there. He tried to kick us out, but I explained the situation to him, and then he was like, sure, you guys can have like 10, 15 minutes to shoot the video.
Did he see the gun?
No.
Probably not. When was that? When was that shoot?
8 months ago. It was on my birthday is when we actually shot the video, which was May 4th last year.
So you were carrying or possessed that weapon 8 months ago in a public place in the city?
I wouldn't say carried it.
Well, you had it. You racked around.
I would say for like a quick exchange for the video shoot, but I wouldn't say I carried it.
And it was a real gun?
Yeah.
And real bullets?
Yeah.
8 months ago in public without a permit?
Well, it's a legal gun.
So. Yeah, but you're not.
When you say it's a legal gun, what do you
mean? Someone had a permit for a gun, but he didn't. He was possessing it. That's what I'm getting. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Yeah.
I do want to state this, though.
Who had the permit?
My friend.
What's his name?
Have to state his name?
Yeah. You don't have to say anything.
Well, yeah, I'd just rather not try to get him involved in my things. Yeah.
But, you know, we're going to weigh that against your case if you are not totally forthcoming with this.
Yeah, but...
So you're refusing to...
Is he going to, like, get questioned? Or
not by us. I mean, the city can look at possession of a gun in public 8 months ago.
Well, his name was Brian Rendon. It was his firearm.
That's someone... You had possession of a gun loaded, racked around in a public parking garage in Norwalk?
New Haven.
8 months ago. Is that correct?
It's just the way you're wording it, a little scary to say yes to.
I'm trying to be very factual. It's not good for you. I can see why you don't want to say that, but you just want to make sure I have the facts and the board has the facts, correct?
I would say yes, but I do want to state also, I have training with firearms. Mm-hmm. Before I did apply, I had to go take the test, the shooting test.
No, I understand. Someone there had a permit and you gave the name and they can check that.
Yeah. I'm also safe with firearms, so it wasn't like, you know, I did anything reckless with it or anything.
Where was the gun pointed?
Yeah.
Nowhere. It was just...
It's pointed somewhere. It's always going pointed somewhere.
Kind of like on towards the floor, it was just to eject around.
Yeah. The reckless is an argument. You can certainly make that case.
Because you're at the top of a public area in a garage.
In a stairwell.
All right. Doesn't seem that freaking.
As long as we got the
range.
Facts, we can deal with the facts. That's always what we want. Thanks.
Other questions?
Yeah. What's your date of birth?
May 4th, 1999.
How old are you?
25.
Where'd you grow up?
Norwalk, Connecticut.
Can you describe the neighborhood?
Yeah, I would say it's a gang neighborhood. I was aware of that from an early age, but my mother and my father kept me away from that for the most part. You know, I would know the stuff around me, you know, but I would stay away from it. Mostly I would stay home every day, so I can't tell you too much about it, but just from what I know, yeah.
You've been arrested before?
No.
Been charged with a crime before?
No.
You have any erasures on your record?
No. What is that?
Something that happened that got erased that would...
No.
Be referred to by the
No.
Okay. Would you consider that a tough neighborhood?
Say it again?
Would you consider that a tough neighborhood?
A self neighborhood?
A tough neighborhood.
A tough neighborhood? Yeah. I'll say a pretty tough neighborhood.
And you don't have a criminal record with all that stuff going around you at this point in your life?
No.
Not even an arrest?
No. Like I said, I stayed away from it.
Except for the music videos?
Yeah, I'm an artist. I make music. But nothing more than just the music and the music videos.
Thank you.
Have you ever been placed in handcuffs by the police?
When I was a minor.
And what happened?
My friend, don't want to say a name.
You don't have to say a name.
We were minors. We went into Walmart and he was stealing, but I didn't participate in the stealing.
Right.
But they said I was a lookout.
Okay.
So
but
I got...
But again, to his questions, you have been arrested. I mean, I know when you're saying no because he's a race, but other than that one, have you been placed in handcuffs?
No.
That was the only time? How old were you?
I was about 14, 15 years old.
So you're a juvenile.
Yeah. And I never got in trouble for any crime that day or anything.
Okay.
For clarification, what I had testified to earlier, we do have information of case numbers with charges. Some are juvenile and some might be adult, but we don't have access to read them or see what they are. But I just have them as a list or a date.
Yeah, if he has a dismissed case, he can say he's never been arrested.
Correct.
But if you ask him,
so we
have you ever been placed in handcuffs?
So it
still happened, and you can, and that's not a no, even if your case was.
For my clarification, we don't even acknowledge that as when we do the background
check.
No,
I understand.
You know, so, but there is a list of stuff.
Have you been placed in handcuffs more than once?
It's hard to remember, but as a juvenile, I would might say yeah. I just can't remember going to jail or like. I remember going to a holding cell one time as a juvenile, getting released. So maybe I would say, yeah, I got placed in handcuffs more than twice as a juvenile, though. Two times max, though. I can't. It's hard to remember.
What happened?
We were smoking inside of a car one time during time back in high school. So the cops pulled up, and then they put us in handcuffs. Then our parents came and grabbed us.
From the scene or the police station?
From the scene.
So twice you've been put in handcuffs?
That I could remember. I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Thank you.
Teresa, are there any questions?
I have just a couple of quick ones. About how many, I watched the YouTube videos that the lieutenant supplied. Are you making a living as an artist now?
Yeah.
Are you selling those? Do you have a pretty good YouTube following? Explain. I mean,
I'm making
it seemed like you work hard, and this is, a bad effect, because it looked like you worked hard on them.
Yeah.
And, they're fairly professionally done. So are you making, is that how you're making a living, or what are you doing now?
No, I'm a security guard.
Okay.
So I have my security license.
Yep.
I've been a security guard for about over 2 years now.
Who do you work for?
For Best Security. Work for it's for Yale, so I do sporting events, mainly football games. That's when I work over there. I also just applied for a job at Securitas at ASML. I have my orientation coming soon. But obviously I make a really small living. Out of my whole 10 years of music, I've made about probably $100. It's really tough. You gotta get millions of streams, but I'm hopefully working my way up there.
So you're not in the, you're not being profitable yet with your videos yet then?
Not yet.
Okay.
And your famous drill?
Yes.
Just the last question I'll ask is on your application to Norwalk, it seems like you said you applied back in 2020 for a permit and
yes.
Denied.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason it's a federal law 18. That's what you wrote down. So I'm just asking because I'm not sure what.
I don't recall writing that.
Okay. So I don't know if you had a federal prohibitor at the time, or something, or.
I just remember it being denied over the same reason, saying associated with the gang members. It was the first time.
I'm just saying because that's what you wrote. So I was asking what that meant to you.
Yeah,
that's all I have now.
In the videos, there are a number of people. It seems like there are like 6 or 7 or 8 people in each video. Are some of them gang members in all the videos?
No, I would say I wasn't too aware of these people's lives, outside of the music too much. Like, he's telling me, the guy from Born in the Trap with the hat. Are we saying he's a gang member? I don't want to speak on that, but since if he's saying he's a gang member, I would say that's the only one that I've been around.
Who are these people?
I don't know them too well. I just know them from the neighborhood that I grew up in. But
how do you How do you assemble them to put together a video?
Well, I know the, I knew his little brother, and I knew that he made music. So I just asked him to make, asked his older brother to make a video with me, and that was it.
Do you write them all?
Yes, yeah, I do write my lyrics.
Some of them are pretty horrible.
I would say it's a tough neighborhood, you know. I like to speak. You know, it's a category of music. You know, I didn't pick the best category of music. We say drill music. It's not, you know, I would say light words.
And just, this board probably, based on age and other, isn't probably your target audience.
Kids want to hear nowadays,
sorry,
man. They want to hear all that.
You're probably a different target audience with those videos, which is, you're right, 100%.
I did like one of them.
I appreciate that.
Just chairman, I'm sorry.
Appreciate that.
Other questions?
Yeah, I just want to go into the Colonel's question a little bit. Were you denied in 2020 also?
That was the first time that I was denied.
Right. And when you say federal law 18, that's very specific, because 18 U.S. Code is the criminal statutes under federal law. So you had to be referring to some, you didn't make that up out of the blue. What does that mean?
You're saying I wrote that?
And it's on your application.
I really, if you want to be honest,
oh, see it?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah.
It's on the bottom.
On the bottom.
Oh, so there was a, on the letter of denial that I got, it said that that was the reason that I got denied. So I just wrote why.
Okay, but what was that federal, I'm going to have my thing back.
I'm not aware of what federal law 18 is.
You know what federal law is?
I am aware of what it was. I wrote the letter. So it was for abuser of controlled substances at the time.
Using a user of controlled substance?
Correct. Prior to the statutes changing in the state of Connecticut.
Okay. Was it a Nick's hit?
No.
Oh.
So he was addicted to or...
abuser of.
Or user of illegal substances. Is that true?
In high school, I used to smoke marijuana.
Okay.
But I quit about a year ago.
But how
since I started doing security, I quit about 2 years ago.
But you did. They must test you regularly, don't they?
Yeah. Sometimes. You could get a test here and there. So. I have a good job right now. I don't want to leave it.
How was that substantiated?
I believe that one was the arrest or infraction ticket for smoking out in the driveway with somebody else.
I believe so.
Is that the incident you referred to with parents
handcuffs?
Came to get you?
Yeah.
No, he wasn't. He was, I'm sorry, he wasn't a juvenile at that time. He was an adult. He was issued an infraction at the time.
Okay.
I'll be honest, I don't remember that.
Okay.
Other questions from the board? Time for a final statement from the appellant. Anything else you want us to do?
No, just wanted to say, like I said, I don't think I picked the best career music, you know, but I am looking to try to change that, you know, as I go on with my career, try to make better music.
So basically, the appellant was denied based on the totality of the information from a fellow Norwalk police officers with his known association or membership with other gang members of the Westsiders Rolling 30s. And after reviewing a number of the music videos that the appellant's in, the propensity is all towards narcotic trafficking sales and always having a firearm available or with you to protect your money. And like I said, probably 7 out of the 9 videos show the appellant in possession of a firearm. There's no way of telling from the video, but they're not marked with orange tips as a facsimile weapon.
And we know that the one in the public place in the garage that was in New Haven, coincidentally 8 months ago, which is what the DMV license now shows as his residence and mailing address, that was actually a live round and a firearm in possession of the appellant. So based on all that information, Chief Walsh does not believe that the appellant would use a firearm for lawful purpose and denied the application.
This is a denial by the Norwalk Police Department. The denial is for suitability. The basis of the denial is the appellant's known association with gang members from the city of Norwalk, gang members and convicted felons. The Norwalk Police Department provided the board approximately 8 videos, YouTube videos of the appellant, in which the appellant was performing, singing along either by himself or with others. And in several of the videos, the appellant was manipulating either real or the appellant testified were facsimile firearms provided by the photographer. At least one of the videos, it does show the appellant manipulating a live firearm in which a live round is expelled when he ejects the round. That was only 8 months ago. The appellant has no criminal record. He's 25 years old. He is currently a security guard.
Comments from the board?
I'll just say the association cases are always difficult. Just because someone is associated with people who are in a gang does not necessarily make them a gang member. That's why I asked the questions about what did the appellant do? You know, what was his behavior? And in this case, the most troubling thing is 8 months ago, with a handgun, without a permit, in a public place, in New Haven, racking a live round, which I don't know if that means he didn't know how the gun worked, because you wouldn't normally rack a live round, you'd be racking from the magazine. So the appellant said that's not reckless. I think a case could be made. It is, it's a public place, and probably still within a statute of limitations. That is still within a statute of limitations if those towns decided to pursue that. So again, the association, type of music, no one cares. Doesn't have anything to do with what music you're making or anything.
Honestly,
it's behavior. Now,
I wish I
anything.
Picked another, like,
no,
I wish
it,
I
was it doesn't
going back in time. It just makes me look so bad, I would say. But
no, it doesn't matter. But it's, for me, it's the appellant's behavior that has to be looked at rather than just the people he hangs around with. And I think that's a very troubling incident for me in that parking garage 8 months ago in New Haven.
Other comments from the board?
I think, other than the association and the music videos, we don't see any other association in which the appellant was at the scene of some of these very, very scary incidents. The appellant's 25 years old. He has no criminal record and grew up in a gang neighborhood. I don't see him in which he hasn't been, I do not believe he has been identified as one of the gang members in that area by the Norwalk Police Department. Being able to grow up there and end up with no criminal record seems to say a lot for his character. Again, the YouTube videos, their art, whether we look at them, different perspectives. Again, and I agree with the chief though, the video from 8 months ago, is troubling.
Regardless of someone's background, upbringing, association, friends, neighbors, whatever, I've always maintained that the best way to determine whether or not someone is suitable to have a permit to handle firearms in Connecticut is their conduct in handling firearms. And here we demonstrably have on videotape waving around guns, pointing guns right at the cameraman, and the videos themselves, whether they're real guns or realistic replica guns, the videos are intended to go to young people, impressionable young people who watch those kinds of videos. And watching that kind of unsafe gun handling, to me, demonstrates very heavily that the applicant is unsuitable to get a permit to handle firearms. That conduct is outrageous, and I think a good cause to deny the application.
Question for the lieutenant or the people on the board. If someone had a permit, would it violate anything if they were brandishing them around in a video, such as the ones we've seen?
Some of it's in private residence, and then other ones are in public places, so there would be a difference between the two, and most likely investigated for the public.
Public places. That would be not allowed.
It would depend on the conditions surrounding it, because just holding a firearm in public is not a violation. It's the definition of brandishing and how you're holding it.
If it was part of a known video, there's filming a video, it's known, it's unloaded, it's safe, versus in an instance in which the public would see it and not know that, or it's being waved around, in which it could...
One of them is an extended magazine, which it in itself is a violation to possess. So never mind brandishing, can't possess a 30-plus round mag.
If we're referring to a real or replica or facsimile, whatever we want to call it, if the conditions of the magazine, some things are made to look like what they're not. I totally understand the perspective. We're talking about music and art. Clearly, out of your guys, I'll include myself in my age range, right? There's thousands of videos out there like that. Mm-hmm. Just to go to the facts, he has no criminal record. The issuing authority is testifying that he's grown up in one of the toughest neighborhoods in Norwalk.
He said the toughest.
Okay, sorry.
We got some other good neighborhoods.
We don't want to single that one out.
Scratch that. But I think it's commendable that this young man has made it out with no record. He likes some funky music. And in any incident, I think when it comes to associations, we may have had one in the last couple of weeks where the association, the person was on the scene, part of the investigation, disruptive, interfering, based on perspective. Here we have none of that, what is being presented, and we're crafting a case about 8 months ago, making it legitimate here. So that'll inform my decision.
Is that your most recent video?
Yes, it is. Wait, no, I lied. I dropped another video about 2 months ago.
Any other comments from the board?
And by the way, it's not violent at all. Like I'm trying to change the music.
Good idea.
Yeah. Right? There's as we all I think know, there's been serious injuries on movie sets. People with professionals trying to make things safe, but were not successful. And this was anything but that. It was in public and.
Most cities and towns they require a permit for filming, and this is for a reason. Like you're saying, they're facsimile firearms, but had you had a permit, we could have verified. Yeah, I had a permit. You could have had a permit from New Haven to film that video, and you could have said, "Hey, I want to do this." They would have said, "Hey, you have to use facsimile firearms, dummy ammunition." And you could accomplish the same thing, and you would have been a little more legitimate. I get it, you're grassroots starting this out yourself, but I don't know how much more effort this would be for you to actually, in the future, reach out to the town, get a permit. Most of these people assist you because they want to, especially if it's positive. I don't know if they're going to issue a permit for, glorifying drugs and guns, but a different type of genre or different slang,
Which I'm doing right now, like I said.
So I think unrelated to this case, I think you should review that.
I could agree with that. Probably expensive, I would guess, but worked our way up there.
Depends.
Okay. Ready for a vote? Attorney Sinetti.
Issuing authority.
Mr. Grant.
Appellant.
Colonel Officer.
I'm going to vote for the appellant.
Appellant.
Chief.
Issuing authority.
So what is that vote?
3-2.
Issuing authority.
So. 3-3?
Chief, if the tie goes to the.
The tie goes.
Yes, authority.
Yep. No.
Oh, I thought they had, okay. I'm going to have to read something else.
No.
So you're successful.
Yes.
Skin of your.
Yes, so, you got to figure out.
No, the residency thing is going to be an issue.
It's stressful enough for me right now. I'm still deciding whether I'm going to move or not. It's a lot going.
All I can tell you is be honest with them or whoever.
Yep.
If you do move.
Oh, yeah.
Tell them you moved. I know it's going to be a problem. It's going to take time, longer time, but you got it. Tell it like it is, all right? That's all I ask. It's all anybody asks.
It's just decision making. I'm still getting the job at the full-time securitage right now. I switched.
All right. A bunch of people waiting behind you, so.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Sure. Always have.